Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
I don't read the newspapers because they all have ugly prints.
It is time for Safe Space, my new name for this podcast, the All Rant Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll get into why I want to change the name. I just want to change the name. I just like Safe Space. I saw it the other day. Somebody's writing about oh, God, I have a safe space. So I'm like, you know what? I like that name. This is a safe place to talk mad shit. That's what the point of this podcast is. Does anyone care? So thanks for tuning in, man. I'm very excited to be back in studio with my good friend Aaron. Aaron, how's your weekend?
You know, went to a funeral. That was no fun.
That's rough. How old are you, Aaron, may I ask?
34.
34. Your heroes start to pass away. I hate to say it. 2016, the Reaper, man.
Seriously.
I mean, just can we get this over with?
But I do have a problem with people saying 2016 is the worst year ever because I got married. And that was pretty cool.
That is cool. I mean, it's like, yeah, we've lost all these great musicians, but Aaron got married. That's really the argument.
I played Prince at the reception.
At the funeral? That'd be fucking great if you just brought your keyboard. You had one of those guitar keyboards, and you just start going, Purple Rain, and you just start gyrating in front of everybody, and for a second, they forgot their loss.
No, we played several Prince songs at our wedding reception. The drink was based on Prince. It was awesome.
So you're a big Prince fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody is to a point.
If you're a fan of cool things.
Yeah.
That feel.
Do you think he was a power top or a hungry bottom? A little both?
Yeah.
I think he just liked to have fun.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, really excited. This week I am in at the comic strip in Edmonton. I got a lot of nice new stuff I'm going to talk about. I would love to have you there. Please show up. Please come. Go to, thecomicstrip.ca. I don't know what you fucking Canadians do with your web domain names. But you know, so just do the comic strip Edmonton. Look at me. And of course, they're using my picture from 10 years ago when I look like a young, hopeful magician out of Reno. That picture will haunt me. Stop using it. Please, Lord. And then I will be at the comedy, I want to say cafe, oh, the comedy bar in Chicago, first weekend in December. Shout out your boy. Come hang out. Come get some. And then the following week, we will be back in Las Vegas at the Naughty Show. We had a great weekend. I'll get into that too. Why did I change the name of the podcast? Why not? I don't know. I like Twisted. But I really like Safe Space. I just think it's a cool name. I want Safe Space with Sam Tripoli because I just hate the thought of safe spaces. I hate the thought of adults being angry at words. I can't stand this. Like grown-ups, like on Facebook, emotionally throwing up on their keyboards. You debate these people and they're just like, well, aren't you an angry guy? No, man. If facts are angry, yes, I'm angry. I'm dropping facts. You're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. This one guy's like, oh, I hope you enjoy the presidency. I'm not going to waste my time. I go, don't waste your energy. You're going to need it because you're running around like the sky is falling. You're running around like a chicken with his head cut off. It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter. We'll get into all that. So it's just a name. I like the name Safe Space. I'll work with it. We'll grow it. We'll have fun. Why do I have my glasses on? Sorry about that. I had a great weekend in Vegas, man.
Cool.
Dude, I am on the biggest Jumbotron in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's huge, dude. It's fucking huge. I mean, dude, I'm on the front Jumbotron of Planet Hollywood. We were walking with Dane. Dane's like, oh my God. She looks up, big, naughty show on the Jumbotron. They got three Jumbotrons. It just rotates on all three.
Nice.
It is so cool to see that. I've always visioned that. I visualized that and it happened. And it was so cool to see. And that runs every day over and over again.
Which picture of you are they using?
That's how you're saying. They're using the, if you go, they cut down the Naughty Show Experience video off of YouTube. I sent it to them and they edited it down. They took out Whitney Cummings. I go, if Whitney drives by and she sees her picture on there, I'm going to get my asshole ripped. So I had her edit it out. And now it's, and dude, it's just, I mean, it's so big. And it's just cool, man, because I know when I see guys playing the Laugh Factory down there, they show a picture and I'm on a Jumbotron, and it's very cool. I get that feeling. It's so interesting, dude. Vegas is the first place I started doing stand-up. Vegas is like, there's this kind of new thing I'm kind of getting into. It's called punk rock comedy. It's like in your face, pull no punches, fight fascism. Like and in my opinion, I'll get into political correctness. I think that's the new McCarthyism.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and we'll get into that. And that's what the punk rock comedy is, and the home of where punk rock comedy I think started is Vegas, and the godfather of it is Doug Stanhope. Doug Stanhope started out there. His attitude. Do you know Doug Stanhope was so good at telemarketing that they gave him his own office?
Wow.
And Stanhope's so funny because Stanhope would do anything for a joke. That was what he used to be known as. Like, if he thought he could get a joke out of it, he would do it. And he once did gay phone sex on acid. He dropped acid and he knew some guys who did gay phone sex. So he went and he did it. And he had this great joke about how he's telling this guy he wanted his big black dick to just open him up and make his asshole look like a empty mayonnaise jar with a knife just ringing around the corners. He's so good, right?
Yeah.
So it's punk rock comedy, and that's kind of the Naughty Show, and we had our best weekend yet.
Great.
And it's very interesting because, I mean, like, within Planet Hollywood, I am like the 20th show there. There, within the malls and everything, there's about 20 shows. I'd say, maybe that's an exaggeration. 10, 12. I mean, there's a lot of shows.
There's also a lot of sweet jackets to look at.
A lot of sweet jackets. A lot of fun. Like, Dana would go off gambling, and this gorgeous cougar from Ohio just started talking to me. And I'm not looking to get, you know, cheat on Dana, but, I mean, it's just fun to hit on people and just use your kung fu, but you never would want to do anything. But she's hit on me, and then Dana walked up, and I wasn't even doing anything. I was just talking. And you automatically feel like she just caught you balls deep. You're like, ha, 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 ha. You know, I wanted to be Kobe and put a $3 million ring on her finger because I thought maybe. So it was really cool, dude. We sold more tickets for a weekend than we have ever. And Jocelyn Sharp, the very funny comic out of Vegas, is the head of the social media and street team, and she's street teaming it. And it was great, dude. Fleshlight, shout out to our good friends at Fleshlight. Christina K at Fleshlight got us a bunch of Fleshlights, and we gave them away. And a listener who listened to actually Punch Drunk won it. Nice. And it was great, dude. I mean, I was on fire this weekend. It was so much fun. I just love creating a room where you can talk mad shit. So the rooms were packed, and that was really great. But Friday night was a little slower than Saturday night was a little slower than Friday night because there was a giant Trump protest that walked right down the middle of Vegas Boulevard right about 30 minutes before our show was supposed to start. That just stopped all traffic.
That's not even where his hotel is.
It's like, here's my problem with these protests. You're protesting in cities that voted for Hillary. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? That's like going to Burger King yelling, I love Whoppers! You know, like, yeah, we get it. We get it. We like Whoppers too. That's why we work here. We like Whoppers. We get it. It's an echo chamber. You're just yelling. You're preaching to the choir. You want to show me you care? You want to show me how much balls you got, you go to fucking Waco, Texas and fucking march on. Stop some traffic in Waco, Texas with some Trump fucking protests. How about Dayton, Florida? I mean, Dayton, Ohio. You ever been to Dayton, Ohio? That's what I call ghetto country. That's where, like, hood motherfucking farmers live. Like, they listen to hip-hop, but they walk around in flannels and have mullets. I used to break dance with a mullet. That was ghetto country way back in the day. Dude, those people will shoot you. I mean, if you're going to protest, protest in places that didn't vote for them. Don't be, I mean, what kind of protest were they? Oh, what kind of, and if you're going to protest, man, I was like, if you're going to protest in L.A., do it by the Best Buy. Let's burn that shit down. Give me an Xbox. Fuck Trump, boo, Xbox. I need the players. I need the virtual reality machine. Oh, boo, Trump. And she's like, you're going to do it there. Take that shit there. I just got to know, how quiet is it at the Clinton Foundation right now? You think any of the phones are at all ringing? At all? Nothing. I bet you everybody there secretly just like updating their resume. Huh? Destabilize Latin America to help bring a come. Blah, 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 blah. Chelsea Clinton just walk around going, look busy, guys. I know the phones aren't ringing right now, but they're going to start. Look busy. You know, if you're standing up, you can clean up. Look busy. Mom's going to come back here and you don't want to hurt her feelings. Look busy, everybody. It is quiet at the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my last round of the election. Aaron, this is it. This election, dumb, be evil. Drop the mic, walk out. That's it. Dumb beat evil, man. That's really what it is. Idiots, 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 idiots everywhere. And dude, Obama just said, and we all know he's black Jesus, just said Trump is the new is the next president. Let's stop doing this dumb shit. It's over. Saros, what's his name? Saros? The billionaire Greek guy? Everybody thinks he's funding these protests. Go away. Everyone's pissed at the Russians, but we're fine with some Greek fucks.
If you got paid to protest, more people would be doing it.
What do you think they're doing? A casting?
Yeah.
Was it
in this town?
LA casting? Hey, if you're looking for extra work, if you want to walk down the streets and fuck traffic up, $50 in a sandwich. Do that shit on Slauson. I say it all the time. I don't understand when you protest and you stop traffic, how you think people are going to be cool with your cause.
Yeah,
if you want to protest, go fix their house. Mow their lawn. Black Lives Matter. What are you doing? Black Lives Matter. Mow the lawn. You know what? Thank you.
You could be protesting for the legalization of marijuana and handing out joints, but if you're stopping traffic, no.
Yeah. Nobody's going to get behind you.
Yeah, no.
If you're AIDS walks all the time in L.A. Everyone's walking for AIDS. You know, you think I'm going to feel bad? It just took me 2 hours to get a latte. Go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit. Stop it. Okay. Anyways, back to the final things in election. Dave Chappelle did Saturday Night Live. You see that?
Hear about it? I haven't seen it yet, no. I saw the Hillary Hallelujah thing, though.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Kate McKinnon's fucking great.
She's awesome. She's awesome. Do you think she's just crying because she's not going to be able to do that? She's like, next 4 years, baby, going to be doing this impression. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's great. Is she lesbian, by the way?
No, I don't think so.
I'd love to hit it.
Yeah.
Because she got those big teeth. There's something about a woman where her teeth are too big for her mouth.
I thought she was hot in Ghostbusters, which is weird.
Oh, you saw Ghostbusters?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
How was it?
It wasn't bad. It's funny.
It misses
some key points, but it's fine.
Yeah. There's a lot. People rely on movie magic a lot now. A lot. You're like, it's movie magic. Keep the plot moving. Go. You know? I want to go see Doctor Strange. Have you seen that?
No.
I hear it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I'm going to see tonight. I'm going to see. I'll get in that later. So Dave Chappelle does a show. Dave Chappelle did a bit I've been doing. Almost verbatim.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, obviously, it's parallel thinking. I've had that with a couple people. I've had it with Doug Stanhope. I've had it with Joe Rogan. We parallel thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem is they're all bigger names than me, and I lose the bit.
Yeah.
I can never. I had the bit about the Orlando shooter going to a gay club, and he yelled ISIS, and everyone's like, he's in ISIS. He yelled ISIS. I'm like, dude, I yell Wu-Tang all the time. Doesn't mean I'm in the Wu-Tang clan. And I did the whole bit about being on Grindr, going undercover, fucking dudes in the ass, sucking ticks. Like, how deep undercover are you? Did all that. And he said the M-word, and he said giving hand jobs on Saturday Night Live. Like, how crazy is that?
Well, it's after hours. You can.
You don't think that's weird? I'm the guy who's been dirty since the 90s. I'm for it.
It's after 11:30 p.m. It should be fine. I think it should be fine.
You should think. So, Aaron, you're on the record saying there should be fisting on TV after midnight. I'm cool with that.
If you want
to see a guy lose his fucking watch in some unsuspecting Russian girl's ass, I'm cool. That's where we're going, bro, if you're cool with that.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. Dude, words are words. I hate beeping of words.
Yeah.
Don't beep the word. We know what you said.
It is. Yeah.
It doesn't make, oh, thank God I didn't hear. I know what you said, but thank God my little tender ears didn't hear you say fuck, and I just heard beep instead. We know what you're saying. Nobody cares. So I lost the bit. I'm going to miss it. It's a good bit. It makes me sad. It was a fucking great bit when I came up with it. And then I remember I'm leaving the Comedy Store, and Marilyn Rice Cup's like, stop. I'm like, what? Dave Chappelle just did your bit. I'm like, thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate that. What do you want me to do? Run on stage and say something? Not that she was doing that. She was just trying to tell me about it. What can I do? There's nothing I could do. Especially when you jacked Chappelle. Do I want to fuck with HGH Chappelle?
Jeez. I thought he looked a little different. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's like when you all he does stand up. That's an hour a night. He's not doing it every night. He's doing it once or twice a week, maybe.
Only an hour?
No, Chappelle. It's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right? So he's bored. He got a lot of downtime. So he's just like Carrot Top, just getting bored and just HGH. Look at Carrot Top. He's been HGHing for a good 15 years. I mean, he was doing HGH back when, like, it was like horse tranquilizer shit. Like, really bad HGH. Not the smooth shit now. The good stuff. He's doing it way back. Now, that's why he's got, like, Ninja Turtles coming out of his shoulders. You ever see him? He's got fucking Latina eyebrows. It looks like golden arches of Latina eyebrow. It's like really bad. He's like, dude, he's just bored. I mean, if you're Carrot Top, can you just go out and have fun?
No.
You're like, dude, let's go putt-putt. And you're like, there's nothing you could do. That you get mobbed by everybody. And everybody's touching you. Your muscles going, is this real? Isn't it weird when people, do you like butt implants?
I wouldn't know if I've ever seen them.
Really? I can tell. And
I'm
they
sure
are just not hot at all. What works for tits does not work for asses.
It barely works for tits sometimes.
When your legs and ass look like the letter P, it doesn't work. You know where it goes straight and then just jumps right out?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work. Like, a great ass is a gradual build.
Yeah.
It doesn't just jump right out. Like, you're like, P. It doesn't work. It's just unattractive. And, like, these girls in Vegas, I don't do lap dance anymore. I can't stand strippers. I mean, my Instagram is just ass. It's just a feed of ass. And I love when I'm watching, like, major events happen. Like, even on the election, just tits and ass. They don't care. But just, like, when you get lap dance from these strippers, they just talk shit to you. Like, the whole time. There's no, like, seduction. It's like, what do you do? Ugh. It's so weird. Shut up. That's all they tell me. Shut up. It's so stupid. God. I should just punch you. It's like, am I paying you for this? I did this show in Vegas, and my friend Gooch, who's very great Vegas comedian, could be a good comic in LA if he wanted to move here. But he's got a good job. He's doing radio out there. He's like, I'm thinking about moving. I'm like, don't. You got a good gig. Just build. I'm telling everybody, man, if you're a comic, you listen to this, and I'm sure nobody does. But if you listen to this, man, build your YouTube page. That's the best advice I can give you. Build up your, spend as much time building your YouTube page as you do building your Twitter followers and your Instagram followers. If you put all your energy into YouTube, you'll blow up. If you could get 100,000 followers on YouTube, You're cooking with gas. You will get booked at anywhere you want. That's kind of what I'm trying to do, man. This video will go on there. I'm just trying to build it. But it's like, so I'm doing this show at the Naughty Show in Vegas. It's going, Gooch has me on his radio show. We promote the show. We give away a couple tickets. Some people get, these two people in the front row show up, four of them. They all look like they're like from the Nightmare Before Christmas. Like their characters from, they're just like, the best way to describe them is goth hillbilly. Goth hillbilly. Like Suicide Squad meets line dancing. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's like who are the guys in goth, right? Who are the kids in high school that always smoke and they all dress in black?
Yeah, those are goths.
Goths.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're cool kids goth, so they're trying to be cool, but they have a hillbilly look. Huh. But anyways, they're in the front row. The two people in the back are laughing their ass off. The two in front, just nothing. Nothing. Not laughing. I actually watched them trying to fight laughing. They're trying to fight it. I go, why are you fighting this? Why are you fighting laughing? That's like going to a strip bar, ordering a lap dance, and playing defense. Boom, boom. Defense. Boom, boom. You know, just you're running, you're doing Krav Maga on these sexy bitches. Does anyone do Krav Maga? God, this time flies while we're having fun. I'm going to talk about two more things. So anyways, so Aaron, let me talk to you.
Sure.
I have an album coming. I was going to put out a double album. I decided not to.
I like the idea.
A double album?
I do.
It's just...
The way you're doing it, not just a double album, but like...
I just don't think I can get it. It's just like this guy who's he's editing my shit. He's telling me I have an extra fucking track and I just can't find it and I just don't want to put it out. I don't know how it's an extra track. So maybe I'll just hold off because I wanted to get it out before Christmas and it's just not going to happen. So if I put out a double album, it's going to be after January. So basically, I don't want to get too much into the actual specifics of who it is, but I'm looking at a couple record labels and the deals just suck. They suck. But I'm so tired of doing DIY shit. I'm Boba Fett, man. I'm my own. I'm a lone assassin. I wanna stop being Rudolph. I wanna play in the reindeer games. Let me be in. So do I take the shitty deal and have them put out my album, or do I put it out on my own? And I do it by myself. It's like they own the rights to it. It's like I get paid way down the line. It's just like.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's rough. Do I play the game? Like, I'm just tired of being on the outside, you know? And at this day and age, you're really not going to make a lot of money off your CDs anyways. You just kind of put them out as a fucking calling card so people can see how hard you rock. And then the club goes, how many CDs he's got out? This will be the third. If I put out a double album, that'll be four. You know? I don't fucking know, man. It's weird. It's like this town is all about you. You get fucked until you can fuck. Until you can fuck people, you get fucked. Right? Mm-hmm. It's weird. And not that these guys are bad people at all. It's just they have a business model. It's working for them. That's what they work. And that's the deal. Do you want access to what they do? And then you got to kind of play a little game. They're nice people. I have no problems with them. But the deal's weird. Do I do the deal or do I not do the deal? I don't know, man. I'm just tired of doing everything. Everything I do is on my own. I'm a lone assassin, dog. I don't mind it. That's how I've always been. I was thinking about that the other day when I was thinking of just my comedy career and like how I have my name on this jumbotron at the Hard Rock. And I remember only like a mile away, 2 miles away, my name was on my first marquee there. And it was a show that I developed, which has always been my thing. Always developing and producing my own shows. I've always been DIY. I was DIY before it was DIY. Because first of all, I have crippling social anxiety. Like I just freak out. I cannot hang out in an environment. Like I can do a stand up. Like I talked to Russell Peters. He says he's going to put me in his next arena show. I go, just give me 5 minutes of that. I just want to feel it. I want to know what it's like to play a fucking arena. Oof. Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's got to be chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just want to feel it. I just want to feel it. But it's like I can play an arena, but then if you put me in front of a cocktail party of like 40 people, I'm freaking the fuck out. To the point where people think I'm standoffish because I just can't hang out, dude. I just have crippling social anxiety. So it's like that's a big reason why I produce my own shit, that I don't have to talk to people. I can just do my own thing. So that's the thing. What do I do? Do I play ball or do I not play ball? Because I think I can get it up to number one if I do it on the right day. I'd love to have the number one, you know? And then they'd be like, oh, you did really well. Let's do an hour special with you. Then go back and do. Because didn't Jay Larson just put out an album?
Yeah.
With All Things Comedy?
No.
Who'd he do it with? Himself?
No, it might be another distributor.
And now he's going to film an hour. There's no way. I mean, maybe he does have 2 hours that he hasn't done. He's probably doing the best.
He's doing the best, yeah.
Of his old shit. It's what you should do. Mm-hmm. Bert Kreischer's hour was phenomenal on Saturday Night. That's the best of Bert Kreischer. Yeah. That's how you should do it. Mm-hmm. That's how you should do it. So that's what I'm into. I would love to know what everybody thinks. Let's get into, it's very weird. I don't necessarily want to talk sports on this podcast, but I would like to talk a little. We'll go through real quick. UFC 205, did you see it?
No.
Really?
Nah.
You just have no desire being on Punch Drunk all the time.
That's all I know about it is Punch Drunk.
You know a lot then because we educate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We educate the fucking masses, dog.
Yeah, but beyond that, I have no clue.
Well, just let you, here's a funny thing, and I'm talking about on the podcast tomorrow, but 205 was a big success, a huge success. It like very rarely do the big cards match the hype because it's usually stacked and people are so nervous to get knocked out. They fight more not to lose than to win.
Yeah.
And they're very tentative and it gets boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this card.
No.
People knocking each other the fuck out. It was everything. My God. Misha Tate retired. I'm watching her fight. Every time Misha Tate got punched in the face, my dick cried a little bit. Just cried.
Yeah.
She's too hot. You're like, nah. You know, and it's just the way women are. Like, they want to, I bet she wants to have kids. She's 30 now. She wants to have some kids. That's how it is. That's how you see in actresses. They get big, and then they hit like that 30, 32, 33 age, and they want to have kids, and then they disappear for a while, and then they come back. It's just how it is.
Yeah, but in fighting, you can't really come back.
No, you can't. No. Especially now with look at female, look at tennis. Like, especially female. You know how rare it is to be a Williams sister and last that long? But now they're coming out that they're on, like, prescription, like performance enhancing for, like, their weird anxiety and they've been playing it forever. Like, WikiLeaks released those. I don't know why you got to release those. Just stick to the fucking political stuff, you know. Oh, I want to get into that. Oh, this whole thing about Edwin Stone, but I'm gonna move on. I'm done with the election. I'm done. Okay. So UFC 205 was great. The Russian is amazing. Nurmagomedov, whatever his name is, Nurmagomedov. I'm fucking his name off, but he's insane. And he wants a piece of McGregor, and I'm going to tell him he's going to have to fight. They're not going to give him McGregor until they've absolutely ran out of everybody else because he will destroy McGregor.
Until they've wrung him dry, yeah.
Yeah. He's just in the wrong class. I mean, the guy is huge for that age and for that weight class. He's fighting Michael Johnson. I was like, God damn, he's so big. And he's just a bear. And he's angry because they won't give him a fight. But you were down for 2 years. You didn't fight for 2 years because you got injured. They're not going to give you a title fight if you're super injury prone. It's just not. So McGregor is going to fight Nate Diaz again. That's what he's asking for, which is the trilogy, which is what I talked about. Yeah. It's not about records. It's about wars. And I'm telling you this, I think Nate Diaz could win that. I honestly believe Nate Diaz was smart enough to know to hold McGregor up. And I'm not saying that he threw the fight, but it was in everybody's best interest that that Conor McGregor won that second fight between him and Diaz. It's mess. That's more money. Everybody, including Diaz and all of his family and the city of Stockton, it was in their best interest that McGregor won that fight. And they're going to have a third fight, and it's going to be fucking huge. It's going to be fucking huge.
How did the second one end? Was it a knockout? Or
no, it was they went to the judges.
Nice. Yeah.
Dude, here's the thing about McGregor. You're going to have to knock him out or choke him out. You will never win unless you absolutely dominate him. It's going to be almost impossible to win a judge's decision against McGregor. He's just too important to the UFC. Now he's asking for a piece of the pie. How do you feel about that?
I mean, that seems weird.
That does seem weird. I don't know if I go that far. Because he's like, I mean, dude, if he took a break, they would be fucked. Who's their big stars now? John Jones is gone. Yep. Ronda Rousey's in cuckoo town.
Yep.
Ronda Rousey is in cuckoo's town. And Ronda Rousey's star dims even more with the fact when you see how Conor McGregor operates, which is he'll fight almost everybody. Like, he's jumping up and down from weight classes. Like, that's amazing. Ronda Rousey has ran from Cyborg. I still think they got to give her a 145 division. Give her the 145 division. Why not? Why not, man? Just tell her stop calling out Ronda. But Ronda's only got one or two fights on her. Pena, here's the thing about Pena. She's a warrior, man. Now, her style fits in to what Ronda Rousey feasts on, which is fighters coming forward, and she just does that judo chop throws, and she grounds and pounds on him or arm bars him. That it plays into Ronda Rousey's thing. But I think Pena is another level, the evolution of female MMA, with the exception of Cyborg, who is, so I called her on this podcast before I called again, the Jim Brown of female MMA, where you could drop her 20, 30 years into the future, and she would still fuck up fighters from there. She's so ahead of her time. And we're not used to a woman like that having a build like that. Yes, she did steroids, but she gets tested like everybody else. She's insane. She's an incredible fighter. Got to be honest with you, I feel really bad for Chris Weidman. I mean, dude, loses the fight. He campaigned for MMA in New York. Got it. Got put on the card. I thought I had the fight going, and Weidman always does these gambles. He shot, like, you know, against Rockhard, he did a roundhouse kick, got caught, got ground and pound knocked out. He did a shoot here. Now, that's not as much of a gamble, obviously, because he's a great wrestler, but so is it Yoel Romero, you know? That guy, dude, Romero's built like someone from the 300. The guy is shredded. The guy's in gay porn shape. That's how shredded he is. He's in gay shape. Like, I can see him walking down Santa Monica Boulevard on a Friday night trying to get some boy ass. That got weird. But the point is, he's in incredible shape. And his corner told him, you got to knock him out. And he shot, and dude, he just need Weidman right in the head and knocked him out. Someone said when Weidman got knocked out, they were at the UFC fight, and they literally heard, oh, no, the fight nanny's going to be pissed. Sometimes I don't realize how much people love Punch Drunk.
Yeah.
It's the premier sports comedy podcast. So that's it. And then Conor McGregor. Oh, yeah. Then you had Joanna Champion. Literally, I mean, she won, but she got the shit kicked out of her by the other Polish fighter. Her face literally looked like a Romulan after. She looked like straight out Star Trek. She had the big nose and the weird things that, you know, what was he called? What was what was he called on Star Trek Next Generation? The Romulan. Worf?
Worf is a Klingon.
Yeah, Klingon. He looked like a Klingon.
Yeah.
He looked like a Klingon. She looked like a total Worf to Klingon. Had all the weird, like, had the weird skull. It was like, she got the shit kicked out of her. It's so hard to watch a chick. Now, Tony Hinchcliffe is attracted to Joanna Champion. I think she's cute. I mean, it's hard to be ugly when you're young. When you're in your young 20s. It's even fat chicks are fuckable in their early 20s. Yep. Like a 20-year-old fat chick still has, you know, a gleam in her eye. You know, you want to steal her soul. That's kind of like, so it's like, excuse me, but I it would be weird to watch Tony Hinchcliffe fuck Joanna Champion. It would just be like, are you guys brothers and sisters? And then once I got past that, I'd probably have a full boner and just fucking go. I just yell out to Hinchcliffe, go, you haunted puppet, go! Fuck that Klingon. Fuck that Klingon, you haunted puppet! Yeah. Tony Hinchcliffe fucking Joanna Champions, like Mortal Kombat fucking. We have haunted puppet versus Klingon. And then Conor McGregor, the hype's real. Is he one of the greatest ever? Not yet. But he's there. He's in the discussion. You're a two-division champ. You beat Jose Aldo, who hadn't lost in a decade, and you go in there and beat Eddie Alvarez in New York. Eddie Alvarez is a warrior, but I knew it was going to happen, man. You see them stand together. For Eddie Alvarez was so small compared to Conor McGregor. And we saw what happened. Eddie had to leap in to try to hit him because his reach wasn't big enough. You know, it's so interesting. Guys, Conor goes up in weight class, he seems to get bigger, whereas Frankie Edgar is the exact opposite, where every time he drops a weight class, he seems to get smaller. Frankie Edgar's never the bigger fighter, and no matter what fight class he fights in. It's almost like he's one of those Russian salt shakers where you open it and there's a little more Russian, a little smaller Russian. That's Frankie Edgar. It's like, oh, I'm going to 145. Open him. Here's a smaller Edgar. Oh, I'm going to 135. Open him. There's a smaller Edgar. He could fight at 115 and he'd be the tiniest human being on the planet. It's got to be hard to fight in your home city. The pressure, like, Wyman get knocked out like that is when I went back to UNLV and did stand up. And they hated me. I basically got almost booed off stage. And I literally walked about 200 freshmen. Like, right out of high school freshmen. It's like, what do I have to talk to these assholes about? They've all been in their safe space. Safe space.
But they look good.
They do. They're very attractive. All right, real quick. We're going to end the show on I'm going to take your questions. Here we go. All right. Get into these questions, dog. It's question time. It's time for questions. You got your questions. I'll answer them. It's question time. It's time for questions. It's time for questions. You got some questions. I'll answer them. Okay, from Putty Lardface Perry. Can I sleep on your couch? No. No. Even though you bust my balls all my time on about politics, I think you think I'm like super conservative. I'm really liberal, dude. I just won't get behind a Sith Lord, bro. But no, you cannot crash on my couch. My girlfriend would not like that. Last night I had to sleep on my couch.
Where would Pollyanna sleep?
Pollyanna sleeps. We have to work around Pollyanna. I literally got in the bed last night. I'm like, I'm going to sleep on the couch. Pollyanna won't. Like, Pollyanna has been with us for 5 or 6 years. She still, for a smart dog, she still doesn't understand parallel and perpendicular.
Yeah.
She just loves to go perpendicular between us because she wants to touch Dana. She wants to touch me. But then it just fucks my back up because I'm, like, doing some weird yoga positions so I don't disturb her. And then when I wake her up, she growls at me. And then Dana yells at me, don't wake her up. She's trying to sleep. I'm like, I pay the fucking bills here. What am I, my dad? I'm the fucking suddenly my dad. I'm yelling at my dog. Hoop, when you pay for your bills, you can sleep how you want to. It's ridiculous. So no, Putty, you can't. All right. Is it a safe space anywhere away from Polacks and sneaky Cambodians? I never... Oh, Jesus, that's just rude, Steve the Messiah. Do you regret ever helping Steve Randolph? No, I don't. And that's all I'm going to get into, okay? Oh, that's a heavy one. Yeah, that was Steve Messiah. And maybe give the story of the end of the International Bad Boys. I really like both, but maybe a bit too much crazy in the mix. Yeah, I like Steve. Steve and I will hopefully at some point make friends up again. You know, I think Steve's a good guy. I think he means well. You know, my only thing I'll say is this, and I don't want to throw gas in the fire, but just because your feelings are hurt doesn't mean you can scorch the earth. My feelings get hurt all the fucking time. It doesn't mean I go and I try to hurt everybody. And that's it. Steve got mad because I said he's wearing fake glasses and he's affected by Hollywood. And I stand by it. If you're walking around with fake-ass glasses on, that's some dumb shit. I love him to death. I wish him nothing but love. We saw each other on election night. We shook hands. We smiled. You know, I wish Steve well. He's doing this character now, this motivational speaker on stage. I hope it hits and he blows up. Because I know Steve wants to be famous, and I hope he does. But at the end of the day, Steve hasn't done drugs or drank in 15 years. But you know what? Just because your feelings hurt doesn't mean you can go and scorch the earth, man. My feelings, you know how many times I get told I'm fat or I'm old? All the time, man. Do I start fucking hurting everybody who says it? No. You fucking suck it up like an old man and you move on. You think your grandpa, anybody gave a fuck about your grandpa's feelings? You don't think they call him an idiot at work all the time? What'd your grandpa do? Smile, smirk, or punch the guy in the face? Oh, by the way, almost got in a fight the other day.
Oh.
So I'm trying to go up to Charlie, who's editing my CD. I tried to go up his to hill to get to him, and there's a space between the car in the next lane and the car behind him. I move in the car, move in to go to that space. The car behind me guns it, trying to cut me off. I'm like, dude, stop. So that one parked, and I hear tink, tink, tink. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I look and I notice the guy behind me is throwing pennies at my car. I'm like, now Tripoli's gonna have to fucking choke a bitch. So I go, what the fuck, man? Quit the shit. And I drive in and my car, I drive my car into the gas station. He pulls in. I'm like, oh, we're about to do this. I get out of my car. He gets out. He's huge. Like, he's like a 6'8 black guy. And like, I'm fighting a tower. He just keeps going up.
Oh. I'm like, you have Tate on speed dial at least.
I'm like, oh, fuck, man. This is going to get bad, but he's throwing shit in my car. I go, what the fuck, man? He goes, dude, I'll fucking kick your ass. I'm like, whatever you want to do, dude. Not thinking that at all. Hoping to God somebody will jump in. But guess what? Nobody breaks up fights anymore. You know why? They're too busy filming them so they can put it on World Star Hip Hop.
Yep.
So he comes up to me, and then I notice that he's shantaying over. So I got lucky that I got the only 6'8 black guy who's happens to be flaming gay. That's has road rage. So he comes up to me, he's like, fuck you, bitch. And he pushes me. I'm like, oh, I notice when people push, they don't want to fight.
No.
They just want to. And I go, okay, Sam, you could either talk mad shit, get Armo crazy, and get the fucking shit kicked out of you, or you can just explain this off. And this other guy that I knew from some AA meetings was talking this guy down. And I'm like, be quiet. And then I walk to my car and I realize I have a bat in my car. And I'm like, if it gets crazy, I'm going to pull this bat out. I go to find the bat. Dana moved the bat all the way to the back trunk, right by where the guy is. Ladies, don't move your fucking boyfriend's weapons from their car. They're there for a reason. They're there to kick ass. So in case a 6'8" black guy who's flaming gay wants to kick your ass, you might need a bat. Probably just shove up his ass, make him feel better, okay? So that was that. So my point is, just because your feelings are hurt doesn't mean you could scorch the earth. I love Steve, and that's all I got to say. Content political side, do you find it troubling that the Russians successfully intervened in the U.S. election? And that is from Michael J. Hawk. Michael, I don't. It's ridiculous that people are still calling this Russian shit. First of all, there's no proof of it, one. And two, by acknowledging and saying it's the Russians, they're acknowledging that the emails are real. You should be more concerned about what's in the emails than who released them. And I'll say it one more time for the last time. To get mad at the Russians or whoever released the emails, to get mad at them is like getting mad at the LAPD because OJ killed two people. You should be more mad at what is in the emails than who released the emails. That's my last take on that one. White women in their 30s turning political correctness into fascism, 100%. It's new McCarthyism, man. McCarthyism was a bunch of people trying to play ball with McCarthy, running around accusing everybody of being a communist off of hunches, not based on any facts, trying to ruin their lives and get them fired from their jobs, which is exactly what people do on Twitter and Facebook with political correctness. Because you did a tweet that people didn't like, all of a sudden they're going to call you racist. And at least McCarthy was an elected official, not anybody with a fucking Twitter handle can call anybody anything. And that's the world we live in. And it's ridiculous.
Newt Gingrich is also talking about bringing back the House Un-American Committee. So there's a real McCarthyism as well.
Newt Gingrich needs to get... I'll kick that fucking jack-o'-lantern's fucking ass.
Thank you.
Fuck him. I mean, dude, here's the notion, dude. Listen, Trump is not good, dude. Nobody's arguing with that. But you can't argue with me about the Trump campaign unless, one, you've read the emails. And you've done enough research on the emails that you can discuss the emails. Because to discuss Trump without discussing why people rejected Hillary, it's a wasted argument. You can't don't come at me with your feelings are hurt. Oh, well, enjoy the blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, for every bad thing Trump did, there's a video of Hillary doing the exact same thing. And, dude, and you know what? Maybe we needed this. Maybe we needed this fucking idiot to get elected so that liberals stop with the sensitivity and get to the real issues. Stop crying about your feelings getting hurt. Nobody fucking cares. As long as you're not hurting people, stealing any from people, and not harming children, we shouldn't give a shit what you're doing. You don't like other people? I don't give a fuck. But don't pass laws. That's it. It's just like, I'm a liberal. I'm liberal across all the boards. Hillary Clinton sold us out, and she got caught, and that's the end of it. Russians have nothing to do with this. You should be more mad at that. How critical is cunnilingus in an emotionally healthy relationship? Well, I think you got to eat your girl's pussy once in a while. If you like it. If you like eating pussy. Some guys like eating pussy. I like eating pussy. I like licking asshole. That's who I am. You know? But girls don't want it all the time. You know, that I got the whole, you know, we talked about last week with Sarah Tiana thinking like guys want porn sex. We really don't. What we really want is to bang, dump, and go to sleep. That you never see that in a porno. Why does that ever happen? Dude blows low, goes to sleep for the rest of the porn. How great would that porno be? Hey, dude, quiet, honey. He's sleeping. This is my favorite part of the porn.
We need that more than condoms in porn.
Yeah, 100%. We need more realistic porn.
Yeah.
Give a hot take on, I got the Garner 81. I know him. He's a friend of mine. Give a hot take on all those celebs who said they'll move to Canada if Trump won. Hey, dude, I know it's a fake article, but someone put an article that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are leaving the country because Trump won. Maybe the orangutan's asshole's election isn't so bad. I mean, that's a great first step. If you go, I'm elected, guess who's gone? I'll agree with this. For every bad celebrity you fucking kick out, I'll let you kick out one illegal. Can we do that? Is that okay? As long as we can pick the illegals. No, like my friend sent me. My friend sent me... email. This really hot chick is having her green card here. Her name is here. Her name is Clear Scott, and she's smoking hot, and she might get kicked out because her green card is up for renewal, and she doesn't have the $4,000. And I'm like, we should, dude. America should be a VIP party, where only you want in. You better be fuckable. Only good-looking people getting into this VIP party. No ugly people, only sexy. Claire's pretty hot. If you guys go to generosity.com, go to the Don't Let Them Take Claire, and donate $5, keep a hot chick in here. Now, the truth is, if she really wanted to stay, she would sugar daddy it. That's sugar dating now? It's sugar dating, which is a nice way of saying, I'm an escort, but I'm not a hooker. We cuddle first. You're paying for the cuddle. The pussy's for free. That's really what sugar daddy dating is. That's how women are. Sugar dating is completely legal. Prostitution, illegal. Because why? Prostitution is when guys want it. Sugar dating is when women need something. So they need money. So they put it out. So that's legal. But prostitution, illegal. Where's your head at? Where's your head? Nope, nobody's with me on that one. Okay. So, one more question that we're out. Will you do a show in Simi Valley? Yes, hire me. Biggest letdown and positive experience you with a person you looked up to? I don't know, man. I think I've never really been let down by anybody. I kind of like, you kind of know what you're getting into with people. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of sad that Mark Maron's never had me on this podcast. He offered to me a bunch of times when it first started. And now he, every time I ask him to do it, he's like, I can't get it. I'm like, okay, dude. I'm not going to fucking ask you anymore. That's about it, man. That's about it. Oh, I want to really quick say thank you to Pamela Anderson. I want to get into this real one more thing about the Russian emails, and then we're out of here. I know it's 50 minutes. The Russian emails. Everybody's calling them Russian emails and leaks. Listen, dude, whistleblowers like this don't do it for the money. Okay? You think Edward Snowden did it for money? He's banished to fucking Russia. Dude, if Obama wants to go out the greatest president ever, he should pardon Snowden. If he did that, everyone would be like, hail Black Jesus. He would do that. And you think Julian Assange wants to live in a fucking closet? Where is he, in Sweden?
No, he's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Yeah, you think he wants that? You think he wants to live there?
No.
How many rubles would it take for you to live in a fucking closet for years on end? There's not enough rubles in the world. And they're rubles, right? Russians have rubles?
Yeah.
Right? How many rubles? The only saving grace is that Pamela Anderson keeps going over to his house. Thank you, Pamela Anderson. Huh? Thank you for bringing that sweet 2002 snatch you got that was hot back in 2002. Poor Julian Assange. Now he's got foul fucking Tommy Lee. He's probably cannonballing into that pussy. But fuck it, man. Thank you, Pamela Anderson, for getting it. For helping out a freedom fighter. I hope they let him go. The rape case is bullshit. The Raiders are in. What else? Play ball, Sam. Gotcha. Well, guys, I hope you guys, if you're in Canada, you can come see me at the Edmonton Comedy, at the Comic Strip in Edmonton. I'm very excited. Thank you for listening to Safe Space. Guys, if you see this on YouTube, just please subscribe. I'm putting out something every day. I love you guys. Aaron, thanks for letting me do this. And I will see you all tomorrow on Punch Drunk. Bye, guys.
Song?
No.
Okay.